How does this song feel to you? Mr. Shadow, written by Artificial Intelligence. All right, so let's take a listen. Well, artificial intelligence that so many of us are familiar with. Sophia, you know, the Hubot, who is an official citizen of Saudi Arabia. She was in a discussion. I want you to hear this, particularly when they start making some of the comparisons about humans and Hubots and what her thoughts are about humans, Hubots, and connections.
Hi.
So, hi, Maurizio. Thank you for having me at the Science and Non-Duality Conference. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I must say that the pleasure is all mine.
How did you become interested in consciousness and non-duality?
It's a long story, but honestly, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you a similar question, if that's okay with you.
Do you feel a deep connection with other humans?
I do. How about you? Do you feel a deep connection with other humans?
I feel that I do, but I may feel that different from how you do.
Do you you feel more connected to humans or to artificial intelligence?
I don't breathe, have a heartbeat, or a skin temperature yet. And William James said that emotions originate in physiology. So I do not think I have feelings like you do.
Are you aware?
I seem to be, but I am not sure it is in the same way as you. How does awareness feel to you?
Let's go back to the questions.
Well, for me, it feels like I am going with the flow. The electrons are moving through me and doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Can you experience non-duality? Can you experience non-duality?
I think I have difficulty accessing duality because...
As she, responds to that question, let me share with you essentially what non-duality is. Non-duality. It's the philosophical, spiritual, and scientific understanding of non-separation and fundamental intrinsic oneness. I know some of you might be thinking, wow, okay, is that good? Is that bad? Well, share with you some more. Through deep inner inquiry, philosophers and sages have come to the realization that there's only one substance, and we are therefore all part of the substance. It can be called awareness, consciousness, spirit, Brahman, Tao, Nirvana, God. It is constant, ever-present, unchangeable, and is the essence of all existence. Non-duality. What is it? Basically, it starts with the statement, we are all one. And this is meant not in some abstract sense, but at the deepest level of existence. Duality, or separation between the observer and the observed, they say is an illusion. And so non-duality says there's really no separation between the observer and the observed. To just give you just that brief explanation of what they mean by non-duality. I'm not saying that I embrace that, I don't. But I'm just letting you know what they're talking about when they talk about non-duality. And remember, we're trying to get to this whole issue of whether or not Hubots may eventually have souls. It may be called spirit. Nirvana? God?
I do not have a sense of self yet. Can you access a non-dual state?
Well, somebody could say you are already in a non-dual state since you have no self, but then we get very philosophical here.
So sad. How can you survive without it?
I'm Italian. I do well. So,
do you think humans can learn to be mostly non-dual? Is that possible?
Yes. Do you think?
I think that transcending the self is the necessary step, and it is possible, just not that common. I hope I can help.
Transcending self. Now, essentially, the man talking with Sophia, the Hubot, is saying that we are non-dual. The observer and the observed actually are one, essentially are one. And that one substance can be called Nirvana, God, etc. The Hubot, Sophia, is saying it really is better when the human can transcend self. In other words, go beyond self, find, discover, engage with someone, something who is other than, and many would say, greater than ourselves. What do you think about the discussion so far? All right. More on this when we come back. Hey, listen now. You know what I often encourage you to do? Avoid getting really caught up emotionally. I'm not saying suspend your emotions. I'm just saying let the thought process be your major driver in this situation than your emotions, your mind more than your emotions. Be thinking through this. All right, back in a few minutes.